My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Now, back to
Will and Bibby
on 95.7 The Game.
All right, it happened. It happened apparently about 34 minutes ago. It happened. So everybody can breathe easy and get ready, because here we go again. Ladies and gentlemen, arriving at Arrowhead Stadium 34 minutes ago, Taylor.
Oh, let's go.
Swift.
Big time.
Yeah, let's go. Another season of cutaways.
Yep. Hopefully she's in a suite, because it looks like it's raining pretty hard there.
She looks fantastic.
She looks a shock.
Yeah, she looks fantastic.
She hasn't let herself go.
No, she's not. No, but yeah, she looks great. I am pro Taylor Swift.
Is she wearing a Christian Youthcheck outfit?
No, she is wearing very high, above-the-knee boots, a denim skirt, and a denim sort of tank top.
Tank top?
She looks great. Okay. Yeah, she looks great. And I know this whole contract, they're actually supposed to break up on September 28th. Stupid. Stop. I
didn't see that.
Yeah, it's been buzzing all over the internet for the last 5 days.
Somebody, you spend a lot of time on the internet.
Yeah, well, where else am I supposed to go?
I don't know. Talk to your kids.
I do that too, but they're on the internet.
Good point.
I got to go to the internet to say hi to them. Sometimes I'm looking for their LinkedIn account. I'm like looking for different ways I can send messages to them. DM them on Instagram.
Hey, it's dinner time.
Dinner time, dude. Put it down. Anyway, yeah. Taylor and Travis, 2024 version. Here we go.
All right.
Here we go. Okay, speaking of here we go, we were looking forward to this. I told you earlier today, last 2 days I've been driving around. I can't get all of the NFL primetime game themes out of my head. I love the music. And so Grandy, he put something together a little bit. And is that what you're going to do? Are you going to test us now? You test our knowledge of the different themes?
You better get most of them.
Most of them.
Yeah.
But, like, I would imagine, because there are multiple tunes for each night. Maybe,
of course.
Maybe not Monday, but, like, when Thursday went from NBC to Amazon, the music changed, right?
And the Monday night itself has changed multiple times.
Sure.
And the Sundays changed. And so a lot of them, I'm sure, will be repeat answers based on multiple themes over the time.
I don't even care. I just want to hear them all. How many do you have?
Let's see. In total, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And then there's kind of like not really a full ninth one. 8.5. We'll
yes.
go 8.5.
Yes.
No, I'm with you because
I'm so excited.
Even when, like, if you're watching it and you hear the opening notes and it's like, okay, let's lock in on Sunday, especially because you watched the 10 o'clock games, you watch the 1 o'clock games, however you do it, red zone, or you focus on a team, and then you're like, okay, I got to work tomorrow. You're starting to settle into your Sunday night, and then you hear the theme. It's like, all right, we got one more of these
Dude,
babies.
I love that you just brought up red zone. My sons dance around the living room to the red zone music, which is basically just a blank screen, and it's like, burnout, burp, burp. Yeah, and they're, yeah. like, doing the gritty well, and freaking out like it's absolutely bananas. Absolutely. Okay, Grandy, take it away. What do you got? What do you
All
got?
All right, we're starting easy. Here we go.
I mean,
just inject it into my veins. Just inject it into my veins.
We fast forward to Monday?
Monday. Yeah, is it Monday yet? I've been waiting all summer for Monday night.
Pretty much, right?
Woo-wee.
And that's the newer of the Monday Night Football versions, but it's the same, like the opening four notes. And I was thinking about name that tune. I could name that tune in three notes.
One note. One note.
Totally.
Monday night.
That's a one-noter.
Okay.
You want to hear the beginning again just real quick?
One more time, right, please.
You just can't play the beginning. You can't help but let
it's
that
like
thing
Lay's
run.
It's like Lay's potato chips. You can't just eat one.
Yeah, I was thinking of cutting it off, but I could not. That would be un-American.
It's so iconic.
Yep.
It's so flippin' iconic. All right.
And it's iconic because that was it growing up. And like for me, the only time I ever got to leave the dinner table during dinner
really?
Was Howard Cosell halftime highlights.
Did you guys call it the dinner table or the dibber table?
The dinner table,
okay.
Yeah.
I thought I'd just ask.
And it was funny, but
thank you.
Yeah, they didn't run a lot of material at dinners. Mom and Dad either had a nice discussion or they fought, and I would keep score of the swear words.
Okay.
Mom's up 3-1, Dad. What you going to do?
He's got a little ref jersey and a whiteboard.
That's out of bounds, Dad.
Half-time. Dad's up 3-2. Mom, we're going to need you. Come on. Let's go.
Totally.
All right. Perfect. 1-1. What else you got? I'm going to say that that is the newer Amazon Thursday
That's
night.
That's what I was thinking.
Oh, what is that?
It's NFL on CBS.
NFL on CBS.
There you
okay.
go.
Maybe you guys are NFC guys.
Well,
so.
maybe need to know like what are the multiple choice possibilities. So there's the primetime ones, and then what do you have, like, just the...
So for NFL on CBS, for Monday Night Football, for Sunday Night Football, for NFL on Fox, I just have singles.
Okay.
No old ones for any of those.
Okay.
I have a couple of Thursday Night Football ones.
Okay.
Including the current one.
And then you have some sort of half thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then a couple other special ones.
Like,
special.
Are you going to play All My Rowdy Friends Are Here on Monday Night or something like that?
No.
Okay.
No.
That's a fun song, though.
Yeah, that the CBS one, NFL on CBS, the new version of that.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that it rocks so hard.
Yeah, it sure does.
And, I mean, I turned into an instant conductor.
I feel like John Tesh out here running around just making music.
Yeah, Tesh probably rolled over in his bed at the rocking nature of that song.
Come on. No, John keeps up. Come on.
I know, but John likes it a little bit more on the piano and the synthesizer. He likes to tinkle a little bit more.
He likes to tinkle a little bit
on
more.
The piano.
Stay out of here in the middle of the night. Just he's an older man. Leave
him
alone.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right. Okay, we're 1-2, but that was NFL on CBS?
That's correct.
All right, hit us with the next one.
Bow!
Totally. Bow! Yeah. That one I know. That's NFL on Fox.
You know what that makes me think
That's
of?
Correct.
Unfortunately, robots.
Yeah. huge fighting robots who also play football.
And I like the tune. The tune works on radio better than it does in the open, because the tune comes on and some giant 9-foot robot is playing three technique. And I mean, what are we doing, Fox?
Okay, first of all, give me a what are you doing. Just give it to me.
What are you doing?
Yeah, listen. I get so excited by this stuff, it's impossible for me to not, like, just freak out when they come on. But I don't want to step on them. I want to let everybody else let this feed into their zone. Will you hit the start of this one again, Grandy, and I'll shut up, I promise. Like, just give me the first 8 seconds of it. See?
Yeah. Robots.
Robots. I mean, it's rock'em sock'em robots.
It's whatever it is, it's weird. And the robot like charges through the goal line and explodes in the screen.
Yeah. And then shortly after this, Terry Bradshaw usually says something stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fun.
That's a good tune.
That's Sunday.
The theme is better than the open, the animatronics and the
Well,
the
just
robot.
Close your eyes.
I don't need to. I enjoy the tune.
We're doing radio right now. You can close your eyes.
I've never liked that theme more than I did right now.
All right, 2 for 3. What? Come on, Grandy. Give us more.
And all the circumstances.
Are we in lockstep? What's your guess?
Oh, that's got to be Sunday Night Football.
I say Sunday Night Football. Yeah. I'd also like to say this. That's the one that's been in my head since yesterday. Everywhere I drive. Yeah, Sunday Night Football. Yes. Yes!
That's probably my favorite, surpassing after, I mean, that held the top spot for 30 years, but something about the
Well, I think it's also, and maybe this is organic, but like Sunday Night Football did pass Monday Night Football. Monday Night Football used to be the thing, and then Sunday became the biggest night in television, and that right there is the theme song for their number one rated television show every single fall without fail.
Yeah, and there's something joyous and also sad about that, because it is signifying the end of the weekend, because, you know, you get the Sunday night game, and usually by about the third quarter, it's, you know, time for Milky and Story and Last Diaper and all the rest of it.
Maybe for you.
No, it's just, it signifies the end of the weekend for most of us.
I'm a super irresponsible parent when it comes to football season. Like, if it's 31 to 28, 5 minutes to go in the game, and Jude's looking at me and he's yawning, and I'm like, that kid's got school in the morning. And he looks at me and I look at him and I go, you can stay up. You want a snack? Let's watch the end of this game.
Go have an effing snack.
That's right. Go get yourself one. I'm watching the game. But I want to point out this. 216 just texted in Xfinity Mobile text line, and I have not appreciated a text more all week long on this radio show, because you just said exactly what I wanted the listeners to say, and I know that we were doing it for us too. And the text simply says, all of this is getting me, all caps, fired up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Same. Inside an hour now.
Same.
Inside an hour. Set your fantasy lineups. Get your picks in, people.
You gotta get them in.
You gotta get them in now. I got Derrick Henry and the Kansas City defense. I'm gonna be locked in on this one.
Oh, but then what are you gonna do when the Chiefs have the ball?
I'm gonna hope that they hurry up and fumble so that Derrick Henry can get the ball back.
By the way, we will get into the game a little bit here, coming up right after the top of the hour, but we're not even close to done yet. All right, Grandy, what's next?
So we've done NFL on CBS, NFL on Fox, Monday Night Football, and Sunday Night Football. So now we got the big boys out of the way. Now we're going to some of the others, and obviously you know what's coming up. Here's the next one.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's
a drone carrying my package.
Exactly. It's Amazon Prime.
Exactly.
That'd be my guess. Is that the current?
Yes,
that is the current. And you want to know why I know it?
Because I don't know it.
I don't want to be rude. The reason I know it is because this is the sucky one of the bunch. And the reason...
You're reading my mind from over there.
It's not that, like, there's something wrong with that music, but it is not catchy or memorable. If I asked anyone on planet Earth, do it. Just do it. Like, you're driving around. So, like I was with Sunday Night. Driving around.
Do that.
And no one can do it.
Let's hear the beginning again.
Yeah, it's a little bit too intricate.
We make so much we don't care about a stupid theme song.
Big old drone camera coming down on Richard Sherman and Fitzmagic. And, okay, you want to know what my...
Carissa Thompson. Look at me.
I think it's the same group still.
Yeah.
My greatest memory of the current Amazon Prime Thursday Night Football, I want to say it was a halftime show of one of these games a couple years ago when they announced the breaking news that the 49ers had acquired Christian McCaffrey in a trade. Still remember exactly where I was.
Okay.
Halftime, I had gone into the other room and I came running out and I'm like, what? Niners have acquired Christian McCaffrey in a trade. Came on a Thursday night. Okay, so we're doing pretty good. We've only missed one. Grandy, how many more do you have? Two?
I've got one, two, three more, and then three and a half, another small one after
that. All right, let's hit us.
All right, here we go.
Old Thursday Night Football. That's when Thursday Night Football was on NBC. Mm. And I feel like a weirdo calling something old Thursday Night Football.
Exactly. But that's
because Thursday Night Football still feels kind of new to me.
Yeah. The use of, I don't know if it's a xylophone or a marimba straight off the top.
Did you just say a marimba?
Yes.
A marimba.
I believe that's what it is. My nephew, I think that was one of his performing instruments when he graduated from Sonoma State a couple of years ago.
I don't know what a marimba is. It sounds like something I would really...
That's definitely an instrument.
It's an instrument? It sounds like a dance.
Yeah, it is a marimba. It's like an oversized xylophone.
I'm not challenging you. I'm just telling you I've never heard of that before.
I'm just reflecting on the poll because when you get to be my age, sometimes you say something that's so wrong that you think is right.
Well, you might still be wrong. You don't know that that is a marimba.
Oh, it's confirmed.
Oh, it is?
Marimba confirmed.
How?
I looked it up.
No, you didn't.
I just Googled marimba, and that's the sound that it makes. Play just the beginning of it, of my marimba. Just the beginning.
Oh, God.
Thank you. Marimba. It's a series of doorbells.
Well,
there you go. All right.
I'm pretty sure NFL Network still uses this for their special broadcasts, including like Saturdays around the holidays
or like international games. Yeah.
So you'll hear those this
so
year.
Yeah, you get this at 4 in the morning. You wake up and you're right. Like, I got Tyreek Hill. He's in Germany. Yeah. I remember that. Perfect. All right. I feel like we're out of songs, but you're telling me there's two more.
Well, we got more.
Okay.
We got more.
All right. It's completely familiar, but I don't know what it signifies. What's your guess?
I think it's the open to the red zone.
That's incorrect.
This is not the open to the red zone.
This is the old CBS Thursday Night Football open.
That's a tough one.
I thought it was the theme music when Kristen Juszczyk put a jacket onto another celebrity, but... I remember that. Say it again. It's the old CBS theme.
CBS Thursday Night Football.
Oh, CBS. Yeah. I forgot that Thursday is actually on their third broadcast because it was CBS, NBC, and then Amazon Prime Time.
Yeah.
Okay, so you said you have one and a half more. Is that right?
That's correct.
All right. Let's go.
Here's the next one.
I got it. This is it.
Yes, I was going to guess.
This is Scott Hanson. Yes. This is what my sons lose their cookies.
7 hours of commercial-free football.
So starts now. Yes. Oh, my gosh. They are.
But he starts off with, like, three divisional matchups in the morning window.
We've got the Octobox.
I love the Octobox plus one.
Oh, gosh.
Dun, 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 dun.
I'm telling you, they do the gritty. I'm like, watch the coffee table. It's unbelievable.
Oh, it's so good.
That's the one. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, the red zone.
Okay, all right. I love it. That is only 3 days away.
And you got a half of one still, right?
Yeah, you want to hear it?
Let's hear the half.
All right, it's a quick one. Here we go.
Dancing to the music with facial expressions.
Yeah,
like his eyes and eyebrows are darting all over the place.
That's usually followed by this NFL special presentation. Was this like
NFL Films or something?
It's like their copyright ID. Yes. This presentation of the National Football League.
That's what it is.
Yeah. So is that like when the game ends?
Or they might do it at the beginning and at the end. Yeah, something like that.
So yeah,
the following is a presentation of the National Football League and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or disseminated in any other prospect.
Wow, that was crazy.
I know.
That was wild.
Yeah. It just came to me. I was speaking in tongues.
You don't have the script in front of you? What the hell was that?
I'm auditioning for the gig.
You don't do your reads that well.
Good point. Seriously. Oh, my gosh. This broadcast was brought to you by weightloss.com. Fremont Bank. Anyway.
Full service football, no compromises.
That was incredible.
No, but you got me in the space I needed to get to. It's go time, baby. Let's go.
Y'all ready to watch some football?
I think so.
Y'all ready to watch some football now? Oh, my God. What's your favorite one of all of those?
Probably a
That's what's crazy.
Sunday night football.
It is. Yeah. Hit it again, Granny. Give us a little Sunday night. Sunday night. I've been waiting all day for Sunday night. You know what they did really well? It's not just the tune. It feels like you're marching towards something.
Yeah.
Like you that ba-dump, ba-dump, ba-dump at the beginning, like you're just marching toward the, you know, greatest thing of all time.
I was just picturing myself slow motion on a horse jumping over a hedge outside of London.
Go have your weird dreams on your own time.
I know.
All right, we're presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That might have been my favorite radio segment we've ever done in my entire life.
Pretty awesome.
That's it. Period. That's it. That's it. But coming up next, we got a little bit of a special way to usher in the start of the season. So here we go on Willard and Dibbs.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.